We're talking about big questions in the Bible. Last time we talked about Pilate's sarcastic question of Jesus, "What is truth?" But most times questions are used to induce learning. Jesus used questions to teach the people and to teach his disciples. Today, Jesus in Luke chapter 9 asks the question, the big question, "Who do you say that I am?" There's a lot of confusion in Jesus' day about this Jesus of Nazareth. He was born in the obscure northern village in Galilee of Nazareth, common parents. First 30 years of his life, very ordinary, nothing special. But then, when he began his ministry at the age of 30, he burst upon the religious scene of Israel. This Jesus of Nazareth taught with authority. There were many signs that accompanied his preaching, feeding of the 5,000, the healing of the sick. This grabbed the attention of the people. Who is this Jesus of Nazareth? Because there's something contradictory. He was humble. He was lowly. He rejected the idea of being the earthly king of Israel. So Jesus began by asking his disciples, first of all, "Who do the crowds say I am?" And they correctly answered that there were many opinions about who Jesus was. Maybe it was John the Baptist, who King Herod had just beheaded, come back to life. Maybe he was the prophet Elijah, who was taken directly to heaven, and whose coming would be a forerunner announcement of the coming Messiah. Well, at least he had to be one of the Old Testament prophets. But all of these answers missed the point. But today, if you'd ask, "Who do the crowds say that Jesus is?" there are just as many wrong answers. The Muslim religion speaks of Jesus as one of the prophets, not quite up to Muhammad, but one of the prophets. Religions like the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons speak of Jesus as a man. And even many Christian religions speak of Jesus simply as an example of love and kindness and how we're supposed to live. That Jesus' gospel is essentially feed the poor and house the homeless. And even in Christian churches, very few people are able to give the correct answer, "Who do you say that Jesus is?" So he then turns to the disciples and he challenges them, "Who do you say that I am?" Disciples had been with Jesus, they had heard his preaching, they'd seen his miracles, but they also had the Old Testament scriptures. And so Peter spoke up, "You are the Christ." Now Christ is not Jesus' surname. Jesus Christ. Christ is a title. We could probably better say Jesus the Christ. It's the equivalent of the Old Testament word Messiah, the anointed one, the one promised by God to deliver his people. Peter said, "You are the promised Messiah, the Christ of God, the one sent from God to save his people and to save the world from sin and death. And yet Peter and the other disciples at this point did not fully understand who Jesus was. He points out to them in Luke chapter 9, the Son of Man must suffer many things, be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised the last day. Who do you say Jesus is? Jesus is the Son of God, the Word made flesh. Jesus is the Lamb of God that carries away the sins of the world. Jesus is the one who tasted death, giving his life as a sacrifice for the sins of the world. Jesus is the one who conquered death by rising on the third day. But people today aren't interested in hearing about a Jesus, the Christ, as a savior from sin. They'd rather find a savior who would deliver them from physical suffering, who would reward them with prosperity and a good life in this world. By nature, the preaching of the cross is an offense to natural man. So who do you say Jesus is? Even here at Emmanuel, is Jesus just a sidelight in your life? Is Jesus just somebody you hear about but's not involved in your everyday life? Jesus seems distant from you, maybe even not real? May the Holy Spirit give you the correct answer. Jesus is the Christ of God. Jesus is my Savior. Amen. We continue with the answer to our question, who is Jesus, as we sing hymn 759, stanzas 1 and 2. Hymn 759.